The Puritans had a very strict sexual code, as did the ancient Hebrews. When we look at these codes now, with their life-or-death prohibitions on adultery, homosexuality, promiscuity, premarital sex, etc., we see them as mere foolishness, and that is indeed what they would be if they were transposed into our circumstances. But that is not what they in fact were. When there is a superabundance of wealth, it doesn't much matter how people behave sexually. They can be straight or gay. They can have one partner or 20. They can stay married or get divorced. If so-and-so is gay, and therefore doesn't have children, life will go on. Society will not appreciably be the worse for it. If little Timmy's mother has 20 boyfriends and, as a result, little Timmy hates women, or men, or both, it doesn't much matter. Someone else will make whatever economic contributions Timmy would have made had he not had those experiences. But when circumstances are lean, when civilizations are on the brink of famine, and it is therefore all hands on deck at all times, then it does matter if this or that given person is gay or promiscuous or not promiscuous enough or not gay enough or too libidinal or too anti-libidinal or whatnot. It matters because each person has to economically contribute in very specific ways. And in primitive societies, in which there is little division of labor, there are very few viable ways of so contributing. In advanced societies, in which there is enormous division of labor, there are many ways of so contributing, and there are ways that homosexuals and hyperlibidinals and celibates and other such outliers can legitimately contribute. Moreover, in advanced societies, where there is enormous wealth, not everyone has to contribute. So yes, it is indeed misconceived to cite Leviticus when trying to justify one's view that so-and-so's sexual behavior is immoral. But it is equally misconceived to hold that there is nothing but prejudice in appropriately time-indexed prohibitions on certain forms of sexual conduct. There is usually a legitimate justification for a given such prohibition, even though oftentimes the prohibition in question has outlived that justification.